time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Like I said, I do have Tian back in studio again. What do you do? How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Very good, thank you. And what's up? What's going on? Did I put it too loud for you?
No, that's perfect.
Okay,
no, that's
okay,
perfect.
Cool.
Listen, you now.
Listen, Bits and Bytes, what's happening this
week? Okay, so this week we've been talking about Netflix, Vidi, and Front Row. Netflix, American-based company that used to do all the series and movies you'd pay a subscription fee, not available in South Africa, where it actually is. You can do some shady business. It's legal. Netflix doesn't really mind. But you used to be able to pay like $80 for Netflix, like $8.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could watch all the series, all the movies that's released in the States.
Yeah.
And it's within an hour of its release, it's on Netflix.
Really? Because I'm looking for new series and I don't know how to get.
So a lot of my friends used to do it. But you had to like have a VPN. It was a bit dodgy to get it going.
Yeah.
They didn't really do it in South Africa. But Netflix is going to come and visit South Africa, open up business here within the next 2 years. The last article I read said, if it all goes well, it'll be end of this year.
Mm.
And they are the biggest in the game, biggest worldwide when it comes to movies and you know, that's all streaming, eh? So it's using your computer or your laptop or your tablet or whatever, or your phone for that matter. And just
if it's compatible, that is.
Most of the Android, most of the iOS will be, most of the big phones are, the smartphones are. However, VD is the African based. That's exactly the same, VIDI, VD. Mm-hmm. And they ask you $150 a month.
Okay.
Subscription fee, and then that means you can watch all the movies and series. However, I've heard some complaints about it. Apparently, the bandwidth's not that good from their side.
Yeah.
So I think it's still a project in working.
Do you think it's worth it to like pay the 150? Right?
Look, when you do it like that, it's legal.
Okay.
That's the thing, you know. And to me, $150, you know, you're paying. Geez, $50-$60 at the moment to go and watch a movie.
Oh yeah, that
at the
is
cinema,
the truth.
You know. So $150 per month, I can live with that.
Okay,
you know?
Okay,
if I'm not going to have any other like satellite subscriber that I'd have to pay, $150 is nothing. But MTN launched their own Front Row, which does exactly the same. Uses MTN bandwidth and network. It's also it's let me just see. Yeah, also R150 a month, but you can pay per movie or pay per series, and it's fast and effective. It's fast and effective.
So then why do you think people then use the VD thing?
I'm sorry, they're $200 a month.
Okay.
But they, as I said, they're probably the best in South Africa you can get at the moment. They actually only launched the 29th of December last year.
Yeah, I think people should just go with the MTN deal.
Yeah, I think
it's faster.
It's faster, it's local, and I think they're using their own infrastructure as well, so it is faster, the service is better. And for $200, that means all the movies, all the latest releases, all on there. It actually gets to MTN before it gets to cinema, so it's actually quite cool, yeah. And they do offer a lot of art movies and stuff like that as well, which is quite cool.
Art movies by like cartoons and stuff.
No, art movies as in the sense of French movies and you know the old Italian art movies, and they do have stock like that as well.
Okay, cool.
Second thing we're talking about this week is the Register Me. That's quite important. I believe some of the students know about this already, but it's important for me to just tell you again about it.
Yeah.
So in any res and at Student IT Hub around where there's Wi-Fi around Student IT Hub, you can turn on your cell phone or your tablet or your PC or your laptop, whatever. Go on Wi-Fi and you'll find a Register Me Wi-Fi address.
Mm.
And that's for you to actually register your device yourself. You don't have to stand in a queue.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think that's like the middleman.
So we're trying to get it to, we think, it's not there yet, so don't quote me on it, but we're trying to get it in the NLC and the rest of campus as well, as soon as possible.
Okay, cool.
So you don't actually have to stand at any queues anymore for registering device, whether it's in your res room, or whether it's a cell phone, whether it's a PC, whether it's a laptop, you can do it yourself.
That is the coolest thing.
It's actually quite easy, like 3-4 steps. You put in your student number, all your details, and whatever, it does the rest.
I saw something interesting here now. How to use WhatsApp from a computer. I sat out of it, and I was just like, okay, you need to tell me about this.
So I actually tried this, and it works beautifully. It's so easy. So the only snag is you have to have Chrome on your PC, Chrome, the Google browser.
Yeah.
You have to install that. So install it, get it going, and then you go to a special website. You can actually just Google it. You'll get the website, but I can read it to you. But it's quite something like web app. It's a long name for the site. Go to the site. It asks you to go to your phone, into your WhatsApp, and into your WhatsApp there's an option saying scan this web app code.
Yeah.
You put your phone to your PC screen, it scans the code, and voila, you've got WhatsApp on your PC.
Really?
It took like a millisecond for my stuff to come on my PC, and I can chat from my PC now. And like, it's your total WhatsApp experience on your mobile phone or tablet.
But just on your
PC. Just on your PC.
But guys, I feel like this is just trying to be like Mixit. I don't know, because Mixit also did the thing from PC.
But I mean, you know, WhatsApp's so much better though, eh?
It is.
The infrastructure's better, it's fast, the services, I mean, it's like that.
It is.
So, yeah, I don't know, I kind of like it. And it's free. It's free. Remember, it's free.
Yeah.
WhatsApp's free, eh? So while we're talking about this, bear in mind, please, we have spoken about it. Mark spoke about it the first week. I think he mentioned it. It was on the Bits and Bytes. You've read it on Google.
Mm.
There is a few WhatsApp scams going on at the moment.
Yeah,
if you're getting WhatsApp stuff from people you don't know,
don't open it.
Just block the number. Don't even look at it, especially if it's a +91 number.
I'm over
block
this.
Block the number. Don't even say anything back. Just block the number.
Yeah.
Those guys do a subscription, charges you R7 a day.
That is the truth. Like,
don't even go there.
Listen, Mark, because you spoke about Mark. Always a pleasure talking to you. Coming back next week.
Mark's going to be here next week.
Okay.
I'll see you the week after. And it's going to be some interesting times. We should be able to give you some feedback on the latest data deals by next week.
Okay.
We're waiting for the big suppliers like Vodacom and MTN to come back with us.
Yeah.
And we should have some very good deals online.
I love it. The IT department always on point. We talk Bits and Bytes 2:45 every day on Lunch at Leslie.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.